Good morning.
Good morning.
This morning's scripture is taken from the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all these people, into the land which I am giving to them, to the people of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, as I promised to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land from the Hittites to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life, as I was with Moses. So I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for you shall cause the people to inherit the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate it on day and night, that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Be not frightened, neither be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." This is the reading of the word.
Thanks be to God. Thank you. Won't we bow our heads in prayer? God, so God, by your word and spirit, that in your light we may see light, in your truth find wisdom, and in your will, we'll discover your peace. In Christ's name we pray, amen. Friends, as I mentioned earlier, I am truly grateful to be standing here with all of you saints of Blanchard Valley. I am grateful to just share this moment with all of you. As you know, you guys have recently, again, had a significant change, or your pastor has accepted a new call. Now, it's natural to feel a bit unsettled. Our orientation now is off, maybe unanchored would be the language I would use. And I know when I feel a little unsettled, when I feel anxious about the future, I like to root myself in Scripture. This passage is a powerful passage from Joshua. This passage speaks to transition, leadership, courage, and hope. I think those things are timeless themes that resonate deeply with where we are, where you guys are today. See, this book of Joshua opens with a major transition. Moses, who we all know, does anyone not know who Moses is? Amen. It's this great leader who has guided the Israelites out of Egypt, has now passed away. Imagine the scene for the Israelites, standing on the edge of the promised land after wandering for about 40 years. And now they're without their familiar and trusted leader. It's a moment, I think, of great uncertainty. And then God speaks to Joshua, Moses' aide, and says, "Now then, you and all those people, all these people, get ready to cross the river Jordan into the land I am about to give to them," to the Israelites. So Joshua receives this divine nudge, a call to take charge and move forward. And friends, God did not sugarcoat it. God acknowledged the challenge ahead, but tempered that challenge with an unwavering promise. The phrase, "Do not be afraid," appears four times in various forms in this very short passage. Now, why is that? Because fear, friends, is a natural response to change in what is unknown. God knows this and directly addresses it in Joshua 9. He says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." But fear can become our new anchor. Now, it comes out in many forms in transition times. One way is we like to think, "Oh, okay, well, I know what to do. I know where to go. I. Or we like to push and advocate for our own agenda. Not only do I know, I'm going to tell you where to go too on my agenda. Or we like to hurry things up when we're anxious and fearful. Hurry up and get to a spot where we think we might feel comfortable and okay. Now, to be clear, friends, fear is not a flaw. It's just part of the human experience. But God's message here is clear. Our courage isn't about the absence of fear. It's about moving forward despite it. Trusting thy will be done, not my will be done. As I mentioned earlier, I have four college-age children. At one point, a long time ago, they were toddlers. It's hard to remember that far back, I'll be honest with you. And they were wonderful, and they were great. And I remember distinctly, we used to have these trucks for them. These trucks were big enough for them to sit on, and we could push them in the truck. My one son, Joshua, who to this day makes me shake my hand sometimes. That one son. He loved to push the truck himself as a toddler. The problem was he wasn't strong enough to steer, so he would bump into things and go from like smooth pavement to grass or dirt where the going was much harder and unsafe. And then he would get so mad, get red face, steam up. Every time my wife and I would either try to just sit him on the truck, which was the intent, so we could push him or assist him to navigate the truck with him, he would always push us away. All he had to do as he sat on the truck was to pick his feet up, right? Sometimes he didn't like where we were going, where we were pushing him, and he would slam his feet down on the ground to stop the direction and try to change where we were going, where we were pushing him. You see, his fear was he would not like where we were pushing him. So he wanted to control the path that he was going on. Friends, we are all, our congregation is like the Israelites on the brink of the promised land. Transition can seem like the edge of a daunting journey, but it is also filled with hope and promise. Just as God assured Joshua of presence, God assures all of us. Your pastor's departure marks an end of one season of that particular form of ministry. And a new season beginning is brimming with opportunity. We call that space in between seasons liminal. Liminal space and time. Consider how Joshua progressed during this time. Step by step, not by seeing the fullness of the map ahead and understanding, but by trusting in God's confident guidance. And that's our call as well for today. We too are called to be ready. This liminal season isn't a pause, but an active period where each of us has an essential role to play in the life of the church community. Joshua wasn't alone. He led a united people into the land. Together, you will embark on new ventures, welcome new leadership, and strengthen one another. The success, and when I say success, I mean living into the ministry God has called for this church into. The success of Joshua's leadership has just as much to do with the readiness of the people as it does Joshua's ability. The success of this church has just as much to do with the readiness of the people as it does with whoever will lead the church. We may be sad about our circumstances. We may even hope we never got here again. But what God is trying to tell us is trust and have faith. What we can do during these times is celebrate and praise the people God has around you now. As you look around this place, celebrate your brothers and sisters here in ministry. Praise God for all of them who are going to be on this journey with you. God's promise, friends, is I will never leave you nor forsake you. And it echoes for all of us. This isn't just a promise to our new leaders like Joshua, but for every single person gathered here this morning. In the unsettledness of not understanding, the uncertainty, or the doubt of the future, faith finds hope in the promise of God. I know you are a faithful congregation and believe in the faithfulness of God. In times of transition, we might waver, but remember, God is with you through every valley and over every peak. Just as Joshua led the Israelites into a brighter tomorrow, your faith and unity will guide you forward. So, let's rely on each other's strengths and take each new step with courage. The promise God gave to Joshua holds true for all of us. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And friends, if you do that in this liminal season, this liminal space, that orientation of unsettledness becomes an orientation of openness, of awe, and of wonder. Because we have hope in the promise and are strengthened by the knowledge of the presence of God, our thinking changes. We go from knowing to unknowing, to say, I really don't know, but I trust. We go from advocating to attending. My focus changes from what I want to my brothers and sisters and what God wants for all of us. And it goes from hurrying and striving and pushing forward to surrendering. Being in the moment, sometimes it is necessary to be in the wilderness. I don't know much about the future. I don't have a crystal ball of Glenshaw Valley. But what I do know is this. It is a future grounded in the presence of God that will take time and patience, courage, hope, and goodwill, not to mention the Lord's help. Sometimes in these liminal seasons, in these unsettling, stressful, anxiety-riven times, sometimes the best thing to do when we are in these spaces where we have fear of the uncertainty is to pick our feet up and to know, by God, to be strong and courageous, to not be afraid or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Amen and amen.